welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky farmers and agribusinesses can learn more about grant funding that's available through state and national programs during workshops planned for this month and next across the state. Aaron Shapiro with the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development says workshops will cover a wide variety of grants and funding opportunities.
We're getting ready to host our fall grant workshop series, and the grant workshops will cover a broad range of funding programs that are available to Kentucky farmers and agribusinesses, and some of them are good for nonprofits and other ag-related organizations.
Aaron says a number of agencies make the grants available each year.
We'll cover USDA Rural Development, value-added producer grant and energy grant, Kentucky Department of Agriculture's Kentucky Proud programs, USDA Natural Resource and Conservation Services conservation programs. KSU has a small-scale farm grant program that will be covered, and several other things. Also, the Kentucky Ag Development Board offers different funding programs that we talk about.
She adds the grant workshops help farmers learn more and begin to plan.
The grant workshops really can help folks learn what's available and help them start thinking about a funding strategy. A good funding strategy can be key to helping your business grow and flourish. If you're looking to apply for grants or loans, understanding your business needs is important, and developing a business plan for your project is helpful and a great place to start.
We'll have more in a moment.
Kentucky Farm Bureau reminds you that the November 6th general election is fast approaching. Whether you're a farmer, business professional, or a hardworking stay-at-home parent, this election is important. Kentuckians will be selecting candidates in various local, state, and national elections. Being involved and having a voice in our electoral system is more important than ever. Rural Kentucky must send a strong signal to Frankfort and Washington, D.C. Become aware of the issues, choose your candidates, and go to the polls on Tuesday, November 6th.
Aaron Shapiro with K-Card says the workshops will take place all across the state.
It'll be hosted at the KSU Demonstration Farm on November 7th. Then we'll be down in Logan County on December 5th and doing some evening workshops. We'll be in Kenton County on December 11th, Rowan County on December 12th, and down in Knox County on December 18th.
She adds it's easy to find out more information.
www.kcard.info or by calling our main office at 859-550-3972. We charge a $15 registration fee per person, and that basically covers the cost of lunch, and you also get a resource finder with the program that will have resources and contact information.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.